Always throughout the scriptures, and maybe especially in the prophets, we have these very strong themes about justice for those who are poor, justice for those who are oppressed. That comes right at the very beginning of the history of God's people, right? It's in the book of Exodus. It's all throughout the proclamations that are made by Moses. It exists in the history of the prophets. It comes through even to the time of Jesus himself in the words that he speaks. So it's good for us to be reminded of these things, that God has a particular love and care for those who are poor. It's very common in our world, it's very common in our society, in our culture, with our economy, to say, okay, how can we take advantage of those who are poor? How can we take advantage of them to extract maybe even more money from them? How can we keep them poor? Maybe that's not even always the intent of it, but it does continue to happen to this day. We think about, too, in the history of our country, as we celebrate today, Blessed Junipero Serra, and we think about the goodness, right? It's a good thing that the gospel came to this nation. It's a good thing that the gospel came to these lands. But also intermixed with that, we had people, not Blessed Junipero, but we had people who took advantage of those who were poor, took advantage of those who were lowly, who treated them very cruelly because they saw them as less than themselves. They saw them as not worthy of respect. They saw them more like animals. So we have to recognize that history in our own country, and we recognize that that's not how the gospel calls us to treat one another. The gospel calls for mercy. The gospel calls for great love. The gospel calls also for each of us to recognize that we are sinners. We are sinners in need of God's grace. We, all of us, are sinners who are in need of God's love. And so when we see others, anybody else really, right? The idea there is not to say, okay, look at how great I am and how terrible this other person is. This other person is doing so many terrible and wicked things, but me, I am so good. No, to recognize that when we find fellow sinners, which is everybody, that we are called to mercy. We are called to love. Because of the love that God has shown us, because of the mercy that he has shown us. Also on this first Friday, we recognize and we honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus, right? This heart which beats, which bleeds for sinners, for all of us, and loves all of us, and then asks us to love with that same love. So that's our call for today, right? As we come forward, as we receive this beautiful Eucharist, as we celebrate this time of adoration, as we honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as we honor the great saints of our history, we are reminded to live in a way that is merciful, to live in a way that shows love to all others.